On April 8, 2014, the Court of Justice of the European Union ruled that the mass storage of telecommunications data violates the fundamental rights of respect for private life and the protection of personal data. The Data Retention Directive compelled telephone and internet companies to retain traffic and location data, as well as related data necessary to identify the subscriber or user for the purpose of the prevention, investigation, detection, and prosecution of serious crime, such as organized crime and terrorism. The European Court of Justice had to issue a preliminary ruling concerning the validity of this directive of the 15th of March 2006 of the European Parliament and of the Council. The request addressed to the European Court had its origins in a case triggered in Ireland by Digital Rights Ireland, an Irish human rights advocacy group, regarding the legality of national legislative and administrative measures concerning the retention of data relating to electronic communications. The European Court joined this case with another request made by the Austrian Constitutional Court concerning constitutional actions brought before that court by the government of the province of Carinthia and by Mr. Settlinger and other applicants. The case deals with the federal constitutional law's compatibility with the law transposing Directive 2006/24 into Austrian national law. Those actions seek the annulment of the national provision which transposes the directive into Austrian law. The court has found that data retention entails a wide-ranging and particularly serious interference with the fundamental right to privacy. The main objective of the Data Retention Directive is to harmonize the EU member states' provisions concerning the retention of certain data which are generated or processed by providers of publicly available electronic communication services or of public communications networks. The directive provides that these providers must keep traffic and location data, as well as user identifying information. By contrast, it does not permit the retention of the content of the communication or of information consulted. The High Court of Ireland and the Constitutional Court of Austria asked the Court of Justice to examine the validity of the directive, in particular in light of two fundamental rights under the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the EU, namely the fundamental right to respect for private life and the fundamental right to the protection of personal data. By this judgment, the court declares the directive invalid, and given that the court has not limited the temporal effects of its judgment, the declaration of invalidity takes effect from the date on which the directive entered into force. The court observes, first of all, that the data to be retained makes it possible, in particular, 1. To know the identity of the person with whom a subscriber or registered user has communicated and by what means. 2. To identify the time of the communication, as well as the place from which that communication took place. And 3. To know the frequency of the communications of the subscriber or registered user with certain persons during a given period. Those data, taken as a whole, may provide very precise information on the private lives of the persons whose data are retained, such as the habits of everyday life, permanent or temporary places of residence, daily or other movements, activities carried out, social relationships, and the social environments frequented. The court takes the view that, by requiring the retention of that data and by allowing the competent national authorities to access that data, the directive interferes in a particularly serious manner with the fundamental rights to respect for private life and to the protection of personal data. Furthermore, the fact that data is retained and subsequently used without the subscriber or registered user being informed is likely to generate in the persons concerned a feeling that their private lives are the subject of constant surveillance. The court is of the opinion that, by adopting the Data Retention Directive, the EU legislature has exceeded the limits imposed by compliance with the principle of proportionality. Although the retention of data required by the directive may be considered to be appropriate for attaining the objective pursued by it, The wide-ranging and particularly serious interference of the directive with the fundamental rights at issue is not sufficiently circumscribed to ensure that the interference is actually limited to what is strictly necessary. Firstly, the directive covers, in a generalized manner, all individuals, all means of electronic communication, and all traffic data without any differentiation, limitation, or exception being made in the light of the objective of fighting against serious crime. Secondly, the directive fails to lay down any objective criterion which would ensure that the competent national authorities have access to the data and can use them only for the purposes of prevention, detection, or criminal prosecutions concerning offenses that, in view of the extent and seriousness of the interference with the fundamental rights in question, may be considered to be sufficiently serious to justify such an interference. On the contrary, the directive simply refers in a general manner to serious crime as defined by each member state in its national law. In addition, the directive does not lay down substantive and procedural conditions under which the competent national authorities may have access to the data and subsequently use them. In particular, the access to the data is not made dependent on the prior review by a court or by an independent administrative body. Thirdly, so far as concerns the data retention period, the directive imposes a period of at least 6 months without making any distinction between the categories of data on the basis of the persons concerned or the possible usefulness of the data in relation to the objective pursued. Furthermore, that period is set at between a minimum of 6 months and a maximum of 24 months, but the directive does not state the objective criteria on the basis of which the period of retention must be determined in order to ensure that it is limited to what is strictly necessary. The court also finds that the directive does not provide for sufficient safeguards to ensure effective protection of the data against the risk of abuse and against any unlawful access and use of the data. It notes, inter alia, that the directive permits service providers to have regard to economic considerations when determining the level of security which they apply, particularly as regards the costs of implementing security measures, and that it does not ensure the irreversible destruction of the data at the end of their retention period. Lastly, the court states that the directive does not require that the data be retained within the EU. Therefore, the directive does not fully ensure the control of compliance with the requirements of protection and security by an independent authority, as is, however, explicitly required by the Charter. Such a control, carried out on the basis of EU law, is an essential component of the protection of individuals with regard to the processing of personal data. McGar Solicitors, who represent Digital Rights Ireland, welcomed the decision, saying, "This case is a profound statement of European values by Europe's top court. The court has rejected the principle of mass surveillance of EU citizens, without suspicion, as incompatible with the Charter of Fundamental Rights. It will be up to individual member states to now ensure their domestic law is in compliance with the ECJ's judgment." Though the directive has now been struck down, the issue will remain alive in all the countries who have passed domestic law to implement the data retention mass surveillance regime. For further information on privacy and counterintelligence, as well as on state of exception and human rights, you may visit Equipo NISCORS and Radio NISCORS related webpages. This program has been prepared with information provided by the Press and Information Service of the Court of Justice of the European Union and Digital Rights Ireland. It has been produced by Radio NISCORS with the collaboration of the International Human Rights Law Clinic at the American University Washington College of Law, and edited and post-produced at our studios in Belgium in April 2014.